James Bond, George Smiley, mysterious gadgets, and coded messages. Spy fiction has captivated our imagination for decades. But the truth behind Britain's security service is even more fascinating than these high-stakes capers. Here at the National Archives, we hold the real files, declassified documents that reveal the actual operations, successes, and sometimes failures of MI5 since its creation in 1909.
MI5 grew out of the creation of the Secret Service Bureau in 1909, and that was a body set up by a Committee of Imperial Defence in expectation that there might be a war with Germany.
In fact, we're about to showcase many of these files, plus spy gadgets and other objects, in a new exhibition that opens at our site in Kew on April 5th.
You are a spy. What I want is the truth.
Well, yes, I will tell the truth, or what I know, but how can I do so? I mean, I came here. I fight in Denmark with a German.
How did you come here?
With a boat from Esbjerg.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
No, you didn't. When did you come here?
On the 10th. On the night of the 10th and 11th of July.
That is a lie. I know that is a lie.
I'm Chloe Lee, a record specialist at the National Archives. I also host our podcast, On the Record at the National Archives, uncovering the past through stories of everyday people. In this episode of On the Record, I want to explore the remarkable history of MI5 through the true stories of a female agent who infiltrated communist circles in the 1930s and a Danish double agent whose deception during the Second World War saved countless Allied lives, among others.
We've got the very lemon that was found in his dressing table drawer in the exhibition. It's black, it's shriveled and compressed, but it is the lemon and it forms part of the archive.
The episode is coming soon, so hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen.